But my husband, he's a great guy. You know, he went to a good college, has an amazing job. He's what you here would call a catch. I know this because his mother reminds me. Every day. And, you know, and he has a superpower. I shouldn't be so surprised because back in the day, he was a chess champion. I know what you're all thinking, chess champion. Sexy. So his superpower is logic. Exactly. What do you do with logic? Maybe if you're stuck in an escape room someday. But otherwise, what do you do with logic? You know, it's as if I'm married to Clark Kent, who never becomes Superman. Like, if a big bookshelf falls on my head, do I really need him explaining to me that I put too much stuff in it? Or if my check luggage is overweight at the airport, I need him pointing out that I took too many towels from the hotel? Nobody needs logic. And you know, when I first started doing this joke, he didn't like it. He's like, I don't like this joke. I said, but why? You are my Superman. He goes, how can I be Superman? They took out all the phone booths. Where will I change into the costumes? By the way, what do you call an escape room in India? Arranged marriage. So my oldest is my daughter. She's a freshman this year at Stanford University. Thank you. So when she got in, immediately I called my mother-in-law. To flex. Like, wouldn't you do that? Wouldn't you brag about this? And you know what she said to me, my mother-in-law? She said to me, how good can the college be if it's taking so many girls? You see, she is what you here would call a cunt. Complain about her too much, because without her, what would I get up here and say? What would I say? I would be like, I'm happy, I'm fine, I too have self-esteem. Let's face it, without her, I would have no act. But now my kid is in college and it's all about making friends. I was like, why? Make friends when you join Doctors Without Borders. And she's like, Mom, be serious. I have to make some friends. I said, okay, I'm going to give you the guidelines on who you can be friends with. You cannot be friends with any communications majors. No sociology, no geology, no anthropology. What even is that? Everybody's dead. No kids who play music, no kids who do drama, recruited athletes. Do I even need to say the words? And she's like, so I can't have any friends. I said, I didn't say that. Did I say that? No, right? I said, CompSci is good. Engineering, pre-med, basically all the Indian kids. And she's like, what if I meet an Indian kid who's an art major? I said, that doesn't exist. And if you meet that kid, get his mother's phone number. We might need to check on her. She might be about to jump in front of a train. So are we all familiar with the acronym STEM in education? Yeah. We all know what it stands for. What does it stand for? Science, technology, engineering, math. So have you heard about the controversy surrounding this acronym? They want to add art to it. Because the artists are feeling excluded. And they want to make it STEAM. What are they trying to do to us? Do they realize that if you add art to STEM, there will be no steam? Do they think that the guy who invented the steam engine ran a puppet show on the side? They think they can just disrupt the world order like that? How would they like it if we added a spelling bee to the NFL? But let me tell you about my 16-year-old son, so handsome. I can show you a photo afterwards if you want. My 16-year-old son recently started walking to school with a girl. So I follow them. And my husband's been so impressed with me. He's like, our son is walking to school with a white blonde girl. And you don't have a problem with that. I told him there's nothing to worry about. It's not like she's gonna get into a good college. Oh. Whatever, cancel me, I don't care. Besides, the blondes don't even get that joke. Now, my daughter called me the other day and she's like, I just met a boy. I was like, why? You're born here, you don't need a green card. She's like, Mom, he's really nice. Nice? Who needs nice? We need rich. And she's like, Mom, hear me out. He's an engineering major. I said, okay, I'm listening. He's from Connecticut. Fine, go on. His mom is the head of development at HBO. I said, he's got potential. So I have a third kid. I forget about him sometimes. I don't know what to say about him. I don't really know him. I mean, the nanny says he's perfect. But in our house, we don't use the word nanny. We call her auntie. Because this way, she can sit in for us at parent-teacher conferences, at doctor appointments, at college graduations. But speaking of college, I have to tell you, I have uncovered the world's biggest scam. Did you guys know that in this country, the parents don't get to decide what the kid's gonna study? You all knew this? I really thought when my kid goes to college, I will call the college up. And I will say, Comsci 1, Comsci 2, go. She wants to have some fun. I understand that. Give her one class in chemistry. It does not work that way. They're so rude, they'd hang up on me. So I had to call my kid and ask her. I was like, what are you enrolled in? What are you studying? Are you guys ready for this? Ceramics. $80,000 to learn how to make clay pots. Do you know who else makes clay pots? Villagers in India. Because they have nothing else to do. My kid is in Palo Alto, the epicenter of technology, making clay pots. Why am I being punished, Ganesh? Do you know how bad something has to be when the nice white guy in the audience is like, oh no! And now I have an update on this situation and you guys are gonna think I'm making it up. I'm not, I'm telling you the truth. I just found out that she's required to take a class in wellness. So she's enrolled in meditation. which costs extra. While she's meditating, I'm gonna go have a stroke. I mean, I'm an immigrant parent in America. It's hard for me to raise my kids here. I'll tell you why. Because here, people like to do dangerous things just for fun. Just for the thrill of it, they like to go sliding down mountains, fall out of airplanes, dive into oceans, just for the thrill of it. Back home, when I wanted to experience the thrill, I drank tap water.